The Gemara says like this. Tano, we learn like this. B'me d'vor mamurim, b'dizirus mu'etes. When does our Mishnah say this cheshbon of 60 days and 120 days? That's only when the Nazirus was only for regular 30-day period. So then we say, after each haircut, you have to wait another 30 days. Because it's a suffix, maybe you're a Nazir Torah at the beginning. So you can't take a haircut for your Mitzaras right away, or for your Tumah right away. Therefore, every haircut you take, you have to wait 30 days. But that's only if the Nazirus was a Nazirus Muetis. Avo be Nazirus Bashana. Let's say you're Mekabel to be a Nazir for a full year. Then the locha is Eichel v'kodishim liyachas teishonim. You have to wait for 2 years to go by until you can take your 2 haircuts. And then you can bring your korbanos from Mitzorah, and then you could eat kachim. But v'shoyse yayinim etam alameisim liyachar borshonim. When do you first finish Hilchos Nazirus to be able to drink wine and touch meisim? That's after 4 years. Because again, you have to take your 4 haircuts, and in between each one, you have to wait a complete year. For Tony Yolo, we learned like this, Umegaleach Arba Tegalachios. You have to take 4 haircuts. Tegalachas Rishon, how does it work? By your first haircut is maybe Tzipurim. You have to bring Tzipurim because maybe you are a Mitzorah. If you are a Mitzorah, you have to bring a Korban Tzipurim. But the Chatasoif, you also bring a Chatasoif, which comes on a Sofik, because maybe you are not a Mitzorah, but rather you're only just a Tomei, a Nozit that was Tomei. And Vielos Beima, you also have to bring a korban oila because maybe you are neither. Maybe you are not a tamei. Maybe you are not muchlat yadna tumas mitzaras. You're just a plain nazir, and you finish now your halachas of nazirus. So you have to bring at least one korban that a regular nazir brings. Because we're going to call to the man the yama that after you bring at least one korban yehutar, then you're allowed to drink wine. Then you finish in nazirim, in nazirus. So therefore, you have to bring at least one korban mitzaras to nazir. That's why you have to have an oilas behema. Now Shania, by the second haircut that you take, the locher is maybe chatesoif. You have to bring a chatesoif because maybe you're finishing off mitzaras. The oilas behema, you also have to bring an oilas behema because maybe the first time you were tamei, maybe the first time it was an ozer tamei. Now the second time you're first finishing off your nazirus the taira. Therefore, you have to have a korban oila for after nazirus the taira. And the chatis soif is al the tumas from mitzaras. But as a nozit tumah, that you don't have a suffix for the second one. Shlishis, the third haircut you take, what kind of kabonis do you bring then? Maybe chatis soif. You have to bring a chatis soif. Because maybe you are both, you are mitzara and you are tumah. And the locher is that the haircut you take with shame mitzara does not help for a nozit or tumah. So therefore, after you finish your first 2 haircuts, now you have to take a third haircut, the shame, the nazirus, the tumah. So with that, you have to bring a chatis soif. For your Eilas Behema, but you also have to bring an Eilas Behema, because maybe you were only a Nazir that was a Mitzaras, so the first 2 haircuts went Peteros Yom Mitzaras, and now you need a third one, Peteros a Nazir Tor, so you have to bring by the third one also an Eilas Behema. Revius, by the fourth haircut you take, maybe Korban Taira, by the fourth haircut for sure the only side is that maybe you were a Nazir Tamei, you were a Nazir Mitzaras, and you finished both of them. Now the fourth one, that's when you're finishing your Nazirus, the Taira. That's why by the fourth one, you only have to bring a korban of a Nazir Tor. Now, Omar, to like Omar, we learned before, Tegalachas Rishena. By the first haircut you take, is maybe you have to bring these three types of kabonis. So it sounds like this, Omonoshach, Shafi Kamaisi. By bringing these 3 types of kavanas, for sure you're doing the right thing. Di vadi mitzayru, because one suffix was, maybe he was a mitzayru for sure. Di vadi mitzayru, v'lav tomei, and he was not a tomei lameis. So then, l'tom lameis heve, is tzipur and chavosai. That he's bringing the 2 birds now, that's a chud, that's obligation, but teres nilchus of a mitzaras. V'chatasayif, that you bring in a chatasayif, really you do not have to bring now, because you are not a nozit tomei, so you do not need a chatasayif. The other locher is no suffik, you can bring a chatasayif min a suffik on a doubt, and be yozda l'kfura. What do we do after we made the malika? Then with the rest of it, we make a kfura, we just bury it. Now, the oilas, that you have to bring a korban oila by the first time, having a dava. It's on the tzad that you're really a mitzvah, so you don't have to bring a korban oila now. That's a nedava. It could be brought for Torah as a present. Now, ulegal choy toich shiva. Like, what do you want to say? If he was a Metzora, let him take a haircut right away, or else it means Seif Shiva, the end of the 7 days, Efsha, that you can't do, you can't take a haircut here during the first 30 days. Because the Dilma, Lav Mukhlatu, maybe he was not a Vadi Metzora. If he was not a Metzora, for Achman Oma, Tarla, Yavra Roshay, the Torah says you're not allowed to take a haircut at all. Ad Malais, until you finish your 30 days of Nazirus. So therefore, since it's only a Sofik, if you are a Metzora or not, the first 30 days, we do not let you take a haircut. You first have to wait till after 30 days went by. Now, V'lav Metzora, let's say he wasn't, V'lav Metzora Vadei Hevei, let's say he was not a Metzora, V'hevei Tomei, but rather he's only a Nazir that touched the mace, came in contact with the mace, he has tumor on him. So then the law goes like this, Chatesoif Chavosoi, that he brings by the first haircut. A Chatesoif, that's very good, that's Pateros and Nazir Tomeiya. I on this side he was not a Metzora, so I could bring us two birds. The Torah says these two birds are brought outside anyway. It's not inside the base of Migdish. Therefore, it does not have the yeast of Chulun Bazara. That's how we could do it in a Sufik. The Eilas Behema, that they were bringing the Eilas Behema right now, having a Dava, that's called an Adava, because really he was a Nazatani. He does not have to bring a Korban Eilas right now. So that's called an Adava. V'lav Mitzor Avoy, but now let's say he was not a Mitzor. Now we're talking out now all the different ways that could have happened. First we're saying, let's say he was a Mitzor. Now we're saying, no, maybe he was not a Mitzor. And the second way was, but he was Tomei. Now we're saying now, a third way is, he was not a Mitzor. V'lav Tomeihu, and maybe who then he was also not Tomei. He was just a pure, regular Mitzor, Nazir. So then it's like this. That he brings these two birds on this side that he was not a Mitzvah, there's no purpose for bringing it. But we're saying now, so what? It's only brought outside the Beis Hamikdash, not inside. There's no Issur Chulun Bazara. Chatesoif, that he brings the Chatesoif, there's also no purpose for it right now. On the side he was not Tomin, he was not a Mukhlat, he was not a Mitzvah, he does not have to bring a Chatesoif. So that's called Lekfura, that goes Lekfura. It comes, you can make the Malika, the Akhtara, on a Sofik, but you can't eat it, it goes the Kfura. Oilas Behema, Havoy Chavosi. That he has to bring a regular Korban Eilah, that's Pateras Chayiv. He finished his Nazirus. He was not a Nazir Tummy, he was not a Mukhlat, he's a regular Nazir. Therefore, a regular Nazir, after 30 days, has to bring his three Kabonis. And here, as long as he brings his Chattis, his Korban Eilah, he's like a ready Yaitza. So therefore, that's called lechayvosai. For the Gemara, boy Osham, the Chori has to bring a korban Osham also. On the Tzad, it said it was a nozer tamei brings an Osham. So Gemara answers, Enechnami Rabbi Shimini, Atayah Mishnah also called Rabbi Shimin. The Yom Amaisi Amasni, he could bring a korban Osham on a Tanai. If what we're making now is in the zeros to Tameya, so merely has to make a nozer very good. If not, then we say that there's no chayv at all to bring a korban oshim, and that can be brought to Natanai. That is according to Rav Shimon. So the kitzur, this is the way he takes care of the korbanis, like the first time, after the first haircut. That even though it's a sofik, maybe he's a mitzvah, it's a sofik, maybe he's tamei lemeis, and it's a sofik, maybe he's neither. He's only a nozer tor. So therefore, he brings one for each one. Then the Beraisa says, Shini Yoshlishis, the second haircut, the second type of kabonis, and the third haircut, the third type of kabonis, is tzipurin leitzarch. By the second and third, for sure, it doesn't have to bring any birds anymore. Because from Monashoch, David, he already did it. Like, even on the tzad, he was a mitzvah, the first time when it becomes Torah, he has to bring these two birds. Then he takes the haircut, then he has to wait another 7 days. And at the end, his second haircut, he does not bring any tzipurin. So therefore, Monashoch, by the second and third, there's no purpose to bring the birds, to bring the tzipurim. Ma'ika, what do we need? Like, what are we afraid of? Dilma vade mukhlatu. Maybe he was for sure a Metzora, and the first kabbonis, the tzipurim he brought, that's for his mukhlat, and now he has to wait 7 days and take another hikot and bring another type of kabbonis. So, chodol l'sofik tzipuroi, v'chodol l'sofik tumosoi. In other words, the sofik we have now by the second and by the third, by the second, the suffix is, maybe he was a Mitzvah. So therefore, the first one, he brought his Tzipurim, and the second one, he has to bring a Chatesoif, L'shem, the Tumas of a Mitzvah. And it's also possible that maybe he was a Nozer Tomei. If he was both, so then the first two Kabonis are brought, the first two Ekots are for the Mitzvah, and the third one now is maybe was a Nozer Tomei. So therefore, by the third Hekot, he also has to bring a Chate Soif, because maybe he is a Sofik, a Tumasai. Now, the Galachas revised, when it comes to the fourth Hekot, then the Locher is maybe Quintaira. Umasni, he now has to only bring the Kabonis of a Nozer Torah, make a Tanai. Like the Tanai is like